Thanks, Bill. Individual retirement accounts, also known as IRAs, are part of many people's valuable assets. If you own IRAs, then there are many issues that you need to consider when planning your estate and also after your death during the estate administration process. IRAs upon your death pass to the beneficiary listed with the custodian of the IRA. During your lifetime, you will want to name beneficiaries on your IRAs. The beneficiary on the account is the person or persons you will want to inherit your IRA upon your death. It is important to name a beneficiary so when you pass away, your beneficiaries will receive your IRA without having to go through probate. You will want to name a primary beneficiary of the IRA and a secondary beneficiary, just in case the primary beneficiary is not living. Also, you can divide your IRA among several people. You will want to regularly check the beneficiaries of your account to make sure they are up to date. Changes in family situations do not necessarily change the beneficiary of your IRA. A common error which resulted in a decision by the United States Supreme Court is that whoever is named as the beneficiary of the account will inherit the IRA, even if it is your ex-spouse. When a person passes away with an IRA as part of their estate, there is some important information that needs to be gathered. The administrator of the estate will need to know the age of the decedent at the time of their death, the value of the IRA account, and the beneficiary of the account. Once this information is gathered, certain tasks need to be handled. First, if the decedent was over the age of 70 and a half and did not take his or her distribution the year of death, then the required minimum distribution must be taken by December 31st of the year of death. If a spouse is the beneficiary of the IRA, then the spouse needs to make a decision if the spouse is going to roll the IRA into their own name and make it their own IRA, or if the spouse wants to treat the IRA as an inherited IRA. If the beneficiary is not the spouse, then the IRA needs to be established as an inherited IRA, and the beneficiary must determine how they would like to receive distributions from the IRA. Whether they want to take a lump sum payout or distributions over a five-year period or distributions over the beneficiary's life expectancy needs to be determined. Particular attention needs to be given to IRAs and other retirement plans when planning your estate. For Sinclair Prosser Law, I am attorney Colleen Sinclair Prosser.